Joined on the phone by Aaron Nelson, who heads up the Chamber for Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro. CarolinaChamber.org is their website, and they've got a big event coming up in just a couple of weeks, the annual State of the Community Report on Thursday, September 10th. It's going to be online this year instead of in person, but still a lot of great information will be available there. Aaron, thank you so much for being with us. How are you?
I am doing very well. How about you, sir?
I'm doing okay. As good as can be expected. So, give us the update. We spoke a couple of weeks ago, and obviously a lot has happened locally, just in terms of the changes and transitions on campus and all the new numbers coming in. We've been following this on campus, but that's certainly having an impact on local business as well. So, what should folks know?
Well, first, thank you for asking and checking in on our local economy. First, I just wanted to say to our university administration that on behalf of the business community, how much we appreciate how hard they tried in order to make it work in the incredibly difficult circumstances. I think we all, as a community, I heard that, you know, there's been lots of feedback about the choices that they've made. But for me, when we have a research scientist as a chancellor and a research scientist as a provost and the smartest folks in infectious diseases in the country and brilliant epidemiologists and communication professionals, I trust them to have made the best choice they could with the information that they had. And I know that they are as disappointed as anybody is in how this has unfolded. We're hearing lots of questions about the impact of closing some of the residence halls on campus and undergraduates moving off of campus. And candidly, we're not quite sure what that is. It will not be the case that everybody, 30,000 students, are not all moving home. Mm-hmm. Our graduate students will continue to be educated in the way that they were before, and we are one-third graduate students, and the undergrads, most of whom live off campus. We don't expect the students living off campus to be returning home, so we expect they will continue to be a part of our community and part of our local economy. And many of the students that were living on campus are looking for options to move off campus. So we know that this will have some negative economic impact as folks move back to their home communities, but we know that many of our students will stay in our community.
How do you see the impact going forward into the fall, especially, I mean, we were talking about academics, but athletics as well, and the impact there? And we're not going to have thousands of people necessarily in Keenan Stadium, but we will presumably have games in Keenan Stadium and road games as well, and folks are still going to want to get together and watch those.
Well, with respect to the economy, and I've talked to college town chambers across the country, both from SEC and ACC, and we all agree that for the economy, it matters less how many are in the stadium. It matters more mm-hmm. how many come to town and choose to stay in the hotels, to enjoy the game day experience, even though they may not be in the stadium. Some, you know, whether that is different appropriately sized watch parties throughout our community or appropriately spaced tailgating activities. But if folks can mask up, wash their hand, not touch their face, stay 6 feet apart, but still enjoy our downtown for games. But that, I think my attitude right now is wait and see.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of conversations have you had with other college town chambers?
Well, they are facing very similar issues. Carolina went first. As you remember, we moved our start date early so that we could dismiss our students before fall break. Most colleges had not taken that approach. And so in my telephone calls with them and Zoom meetings, we were ahead. They are now moving in this week and last week. They're learning a lot from our lessons. We went first. And many of them are now following in our footsteps, trying briefly in in-class instruction, but very quickly, as we've seen with North Carolina State and ECU and some universities across the country moving to online instruction only.
Speaking with Aaron Nelson again, Chamber for Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro, CarolinaChamber.org for more information on them. And every time we speak, there's always something specific to talk about. But I wanted to get your sense, just the 10,000 foot picture view, because you've been very close to the local business community all the way through this. You've been very closely in communication with business owners. What's different now versus a month ago or 3 months ago? How are people handling? How are they managing? What opportunities are there and what challenges are there that maybe weren't there at the beginning of this or in the middle of this?
Well, that's a great question. At the beginning, folks thought this was going to be brief, and they were seeing how long they could hold their breath before returning to normal. Mm. I'm not talking with anybody who thinks that there is a quick return to normal. So everybody is now resolved to operating in this kind of an economy with these kind of rules for the next many months. Quite candidly, they're very tired. Local business, particularly small business, where the owners are working 7 days a week, managing many of the shifts themselves. If they've been able to convert and adjust, they're making just enough income in order to stay alive. And they're tired. And they're looking for opportunities for hope. And candidly, there's been some bad news regarding like on campus, or they're not very optimistic about athletics. Mm-hmm. I'll say to the broader community, this community continues to spend money. When we take a look at retail sales dipped a little bit in May, but they rebounded in June, and June sales in this community were very similar to June of last year. That means our community is spending the money, but we're ordering it online, we're having it delivered to us. So we have the capacity as a community to make a positive economic impact, and that's just by shifting our behavior to choosing local first. That opportunity on whether you are going to buy it online or find a local retailer who can procure it for you and give it to you, your choice to shop locally, to get back down into our downtowns and explore them safely. There's some great adjustments that businesses have made on how they can interact with the customer. And to those out there that are not back out there yet, I'll tell you the experience is very comforting. Folks are keeping proper distance. They have reorganized the insides of their stores. They've got a great set of rules to take good care of you, whether it's a haircut or going to your CPA or going to a boutique or going to a restaurant and choosing to dine outside or inside properly spaced. Our payroll continues to come into our community from our university and our hospital and our major employers. And those folks, I encourage them to do their best to reinvest that back into the community. So I was going to say on unemployment, we're also seeing a slight improvement. We saw a huge spike in unemployment, and we'll get July numbers very, very soon. But June numbers, we saw a return. Folks are beginning to hire back. We are no longer at peak unemployment and starting to see some improvements. That kind of information and other things will be shared at our State of the Community report, where we take a deep dive into social, environmental, economic, community, infrastructure, school data, really understand where we are right now and what choices we need to make as a community in order to navigate through this crisis and come out on the other side.
I was just going to go there. We're speaking with Aaron Nelson again, carolinachamber.org, for more on the Chamber for Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro. And that State of the Community report is coming up on Thursday, September 10th. And I always try to make it a point to go every year, because it really is a fascinating discussion with a lot of really, really, like, it is a deep dive and some pretty pretty long list of numbers and a lot of collected data, but some really, really interesting pieces of information that in some cases confirm what we've always thought about our community, and in other cases kind of dispel some myths and commonly believed rumors and conventional wisdom. So it's always interesting. Any particular preview of what's coming up this year? It's going to be a kind of a different time.
Well, we have some great new school data, mm-hmm. Not from last year, but the year before, seeing some real changes in terms of student performance on third grade reading and how what's going on with regard to how well we're teaching our kids math and science. We've got some interesting shifts of demography in our community. Who's moving here? Who's leaving here? The changing sort of face of our community. We'll see some real up-to-date information about home sales and apartment rental, with a little bit of what's going on in commercial real estate. And this time, Aaron, you don't have to come to it. We're going to beam it directly to you. So wherever you are, folks can sign up. And it's going to be, we're adding some new features to the meeting. We're going to print a data book to give to folks, but I'd encourage those that are trying to figure out how to, what's going on in their community and how best to influence and impact it. This is a great set of information for opinion leaders, decision makers, business leaders, help make good choices about what's coming our way.
I'm already looking ahead to next year's and 2 years from now when we start getting the numbers in from 2020 and those line graphs start going all over the place.
Yes, we will have some 2020 data. We'll see some things about, you know, what's going on with transit ridership up until, you know, this immediate moment. We're also able to take a look at some of the data points we'll be able to bring all the way up through June, maybe even into July. So some real-time information will be shared. The other big thing going on locally is the impact of schools, and schools being particularly on the K-12 side, being taught largely online. Some of our private schools locally are still are meeting in person. And the impact that that is having on employees and their ability to work, and we're all working through that, right? This is just the beginning of week two. But to the teachers out there and the school administrators, they are working as hard as they can to deliver exceptional education in really extraordinary circumstances. And I encourage parents to be gracious in how they are engaging and patient as we all work through this. And a special thank you on behalf of the business community to the educational community, K-12 and at our university, for all they are doing to help support the students of our community.
Absolutely. Speaking with Aaron Nelson, and as we wrap up, any other pieces of information that folks ought to know, any resources out there for business or things that folks can do to help?
Well, to the business community, this is not a time to be going it on your own. This is where you are reaching out and asking for help, finding what resources you have that are available to you to think about both, you know, all the different scenario plans. So my advice to the business community is to continue to scenario plan. What if this goes on another 2 months or 6 months? What if sales stay the same as they are? What if they go down by 20% or up by 20%? This Friday, we've got a webinar that folks can sign up for from our website. It's free, and it's talking about issues of restructuring debt. How can we help businesses for whom this has been really difficult and expenses are outpacing income? What are the options? So we'll have CPAs and attorneys online to help think through and answer questions on really difficult business issues. And I encourage folks to join that if they can.
And again, carolinachamber.org for more on the Chamber for Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro. Look for that webinar. Sign up for the State of the Community Report. Again, that's going to be in a couple of weeks, Thursday, September 10th. Aaron Nelson, as always, thank you so much for being with us and for all you're doing.
Well, thank you, and we will get through this together, and you all are a big part of it, and I'm grateful for you.